Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Today is a fun day. You may have looked outside and said, oh, what a bad weather day. What a great day to taste some craft beer at Kansas Star Casino in the 18th annual Midwest Beer Fest. If you have a VIP ticket, I hope you're out there getting scanned in, banded up, and ready to roll, because 25 minutes from now, you'll be in the door and back here at the VIP section. Those of you that didn't get a VIP section, we only sold 100, and it went pretty quick. You still have time to buy tickets. The gate for everyone, general admission, opens at 12 or at 1 o'clock rather. It's $45 a person. And MidwestBeerFest.com. Click on purchase tickets, and you can do it while you're standing in line. And you can have the tickets downloaded to your iPhone. And it's just so easy. And then we'll scan you in, and you and your friends will be on their way. You can do that up until 2:30 today. But I wouldn't wait till 2:30 to come down here because so many beers, so little time. Your 18-year-old to drive you home. One of the better ones, I think. It's coming together really cool on the arena floor at Kansas Star Casino. And if you know, we didn't diss the convention center in Wichita. I guess you could say they dissed us because they didn't have dates that would work for us other than Halloween weekend, and that was not a good date. And then we had to sign a thing that said, oh, by the way, we can cancel your event at a moment's notice because we may be tearing down the convention center. So that's why we're here, and frankly, I think it's going to work out really great. Don't forget, use Uber. There are some of the bus companies, party buses are running people back and forth. And the hotel, I think, is sold out, but they do have a hotel right here. You could probably get a room. MidwestBeerFest.com, that's where you get tickets. Let me introduce you to my first guest today. You know her, of course, because you follow Kansas.com and Dining with Denise. Denise Neal, welcome once again to The Good Life.
Well, thank you for having me, Guy.
It's so fun. And I kind of feel bad that we're in the green room in the arena floor. This is, like I told Denise, I wish the walls could talk.
Oh, I know. I've never been in an actual green room before. I wonder who's been in here.
Well, and then you notice there's a very strong smell of, like, room deodorant.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder why they had to use that.
I don't know, but it doesn't look like anyone's trashed it yet.
No, well, if they did, they fixed it.
You know what rock stars do is trash
that's
the green
what I've
room?
Heard. Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is nice, though.
I told them since I'm doing my program here from the green room, I would like green M&Ms.
No
only.
Brown. No brown M&Ms.
No brown M&Ms. And some prime rib.
Yeah.
From my friend Travis.
Yeah.
Your husband Travis is here. And
yeah.
He's still walking pretty good for having just completed the Boston Marathon, the Chicago Marathon. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's kind of an amazing specimen of human, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Yeah, he's kind of dorky looking, but...
But look, he's got a Chicago Marathon.
So that everybody knows a little bit of the history. I started the Midwest Beer Fest, and it happened to be that summer of 2001. Mm-hmm. And we were September 22nd, mm-hmm. right after 9/11.
Oh, gosh. That was the first one?
That was the first one.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's been going on longer than that. But, yeah, that's not the best day to have a fun party,
well,
is it?
Well, we turned it into kind of a patriotic beer fest,
yeah.
And it was pretty cool.
Good.
It worked out okay. And it's grown and evolved. You know, we had live music, and then we had DJ, mm-hmm. and we have live music again today. They were setting up. They were going to be outside on the patio, but... The beer guys were worried about having their guys out there because it's kind of cool, I think. You know, man up, put on a sweater. It's not that cool. But anyway.
It's not that bad. I didn't even bring my coat.
No, I didn't. Look at me. Yeah. I'm wearing my Beer Crew T-shirt.
It's cute.
One of the things I think is the best part about the Beer Fest is it generates a really cool crowd.
Yeah, it does.
And yeah. You're staying around for the Wing Fest.
Yep.
Are you going to stay around for the dance contest?
I don't know. We'll see.
Come on.
If I can make it that long.
Yeah, you got to. Because Barbara Bond.
Is she going to judge it?
She's going to judge, and she needs one other judge.
Okay, well,
to
you
break
know,
ties.
Duty calls.
All right.
I guess I'll just stay and keep drinking beer.
There you go. Let's talk about what you and I get to do next.
Okay.
Because I mentioned it earlier, but the Midwest Wing Fest, this is the eighth annual.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for 8 years.
I don't think I've missed one.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah.
Which is
fine.
A good thing. And what that is first, you must know that the benefactor of our charitable donorship here as part of the Midwest Beer Fest is the Andover Rails to Trails, Artie, and the Redbud Trail, and these bike enthusiasts that build beautiful bike paths out of old railroad beds.
Have you ridden on that trail?
Absolutely.
I mean, we should do that sometime.
The Redbud is 9 foot wide concrete.
Wow.
And beautifully landscaped. There's benches. There's doggy bag things to pick up after your dog. And
is it near your house?
Actually, it's just off of 159th, and it goes west from there.
Okay.
And it's going to eventually go all the way out to Augusta.
Man, we should try that out.
Yeah.
Oh, Travis has run on it. Okay.
You and I ride bikes while Travis
yeah,
runs.
Yeah, exactly.
So they get all of the proceeds from the Wing Fest, and, you know, I don't remember how much we're charging this year because that was outside of my...
I think it's $8 is when I wrote my story is what it said.
Good. Okay. And then you get the 8 or 10 wings to try.
Exactly.
You get to vote for people's choice. Now, you have to be in the venue. You have to pay your money and get into Beer Fest.
Yeah.
And then this is kind of a food item.
Yeah.
And then Denise and I and Sierra Scott and I think Harrison.
Oh, yeah, Harrison. They said Harrison's going to join in this
year. Four judges.
Usually he's just assigned to taking our photo, but this year he gets to actually be a judge with
us. And eating our leftover wings.
That's right.
But the Wing Fest has been fun, and there's some new participants this year. I think that'll be kind of cool.
I saw a name on there I didn't even recognize.
Well, I met the guy from Pam's Wings.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He's a hoot.
Cool guy.
He said, you know, if we can't get set up on time, you and I go out and have a wing party. I said, I know where there's some beer.
That's funny.
So that'll be fun. People's choice. You guys get to vote on that. And then the judges will depict the top three winners of the different categories. That'll be announced at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, doors open at 1. Ronnie Chore, the DJ, will be playing. The band, and I'm going to try and get Tony Lee. He's the head man for the Birds, a local local derby group.
Oh, cool.
They'll be playing live. They've moved. They had the stage all set up and the equipment set up. They have to move it all inside.
Oh.
They're worried about the weather. And then, so many beers, so little time. And
yeah.
I know you and Trav like beer, and you like to get out and about and walk. And every year, to me, the challenge is, where do I go first, and what do I do? There's just so many.
I know, and I walked through the arena on my way in here. This is my first time. I've been to the casino a lot, but I've never been in this arena, which I've always thought about coming to concerts out here. But this is a good spot for it. It feels like it's the right size. It's all new and fancy, and lots of big restrooms everywhere. It feels nice.
Well, and then before talking about continuing with the Beer Fest, I had the opportunity to have food down here twice this week.
Oh, yeah.
Last night was a Samuel Adams beer dinner, but 3 days ago was the Alexander Valley Vineyards wine dinner and wood-fired grill.
So you got food by Jen Reifschneider.
Twice.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man, she did such a good job.
She's a good chef.
The wines showed really well. The beer dinner last night, wow. Vicky, it's like a Polish name, Kovic.
Okay, let's go with that.
Okay.
Vicky Kovic.
She did a great job of sharing insights not only into the company and the history, but then talked about each beer and the aspects of food and beer pairing.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I love those beer dinners. Travis loves them, too. He wanted me to bring them this year, but I know. I had a really interesting assignment last night. So
you did?
We missed it, yeah. Very interesting assignment. Do you want to hear about it?
I do.
Okay. Well, I'm writing a story about this cool little cafe in Durham, Kansas, and it has a little German buffet every night. It's like a tiny Mennonite town with a population of 100.
Oh,
it was amazing. It was probably the most Kansas thing I've ever done in my life.
I can't wait.
It was really fun.
And what city is it in?
It's in Durham, and it's called the Main Street Cafe, and it looks like about the only business on Main Street. but it was absolutely packed. And they have sausages, both baked and they had brisket. They had some kind of Mennonite dumplings that I'd never had before. I know. And on the dessert table, I'll show you a picture break. All kinds of Mennonite homemade pies.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Well, and you would have liked this beer dinner last night because there was kind of a German theme.
Oh, yeah.
Also, we started off with pan-seared scallops, English peas, carrot ginger puree, crisp prosciutto, and citrus emulsion. Two big diver scallops, pan-seared, and with all that stuff going on. Then this was actually part of my favorite. White cheddar ale bisque. Bacon croutons.
Yes.
Look, quarter-inch chunks of lard on, you know.
Yeah.
Crispied up, and that was in the soup. And then a little some microgreens on top. That was killer. And that was with the Boston Lager. That's Sam Adams, of course, traditional beer. And, you know, I think it was the best pairing of the whole night. Although the entree, Austrian-style pork schnitzel, herb spätzle, you know. That's,
yep, I know.
You would like that. Braised red cabbage, lingonberries. And I thought when they said that, I knew exactly what to say, but it said, dingleberries, what are those?
Geibauer.
Yeah. Anyway, and asparagus, lemon. We had a great dessert with cherry wheat.
Man.
Sam Adams beer dinner.
I wonder if Jen's got any leftovers back in the kitchen.
I imagine she does.
Maybe I'll just go knock on the door
and see
what I can
get. Yeah, it was really great fun.
Dang it. Well, that sounds good.
All three of the Beer Fest dinners, they had one at Larkspur and then one out west at the Doubletree Hilton.
Yeah.
And I hear rave reviews from all of them.
Yeah, good. I'm really sorry I didn't get to go to one.
But I'll tell you what, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about what's going on here today. And I've got all kinds of fun stuff to tell you about. I've got, you know, October is, did you know October is popcorn month?
What?
For me, any month is
popcorn month. I live with a popcorn eater, so yes.
Popcorn month. And the non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, sugar-free, it's just good for you. Naturally low in fat and calories until you melt a stick of butter on top.
That's what makes it taste good. Travis will only eat it. He pops it on the stove, and he puts nothing on it, not even salt. And I can't tolerate that.
I like it plain.
That's how he likes it, and he eats it every night.
A tip for you great listeners who like popcorn, and for you that you might want to try, you know this, I can't believe it's not butter spray.
Oh, really?
With zero calories.
Is that pretty good?
You have that, and then you have one of the little containers from the popcorn section at your grocery store of butter powder.
Yeah.
So we got no calories.
Really?
And low sodium.
And it tastes good?
Spray, 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 sprinkle, 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 stir.
Did you come up with this yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to try it.
And then the other thing is, do you like jalapeno peppers, Trev?
No.
No. Oh, too bad.
He wants popcorn plain. He doesn't want it with caramel. He doesn't want it with cheddar. He wants it plain.
I get it. I like jalapeno peppers, and you know I have a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. You have your jalapeno pepper powder you make.
Whether they are fresh, thin sliced, or pickled, well-drained and dried, you got the oil in the bottom, your two or three test corns have popped. You dump the rest of the corn in there. You give it about the count of 10 before they all start popping. And you dump a handful of jalapeno peppers in there, put your lid on. And the jalapeno peppers flavor all of the corn, and then they're beautiful bits of fried pepper in that oil.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Jamie's friends used to dump their chocolate candy at the movies in with the popcorn and shake it up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll tell you more about the Beer Fest. We're coming to you live today from Kansas Star Casino. It's just down south in Mulvane. There's still time to get tickets and get in line. The line's building fast. MidwestBeerFest.com. Click on tickets. It's all digital, automatic. Have your credit card ready, and our Vendini partners will hook you up, and you'll be ready to rock and roll. We'll be right back after this short break. Don't go away.
The Kitchen Place is bigger and better than ever, now located at 3234 East Douglas in the Design District. This new central location will continue the tradition of exceeding client expectations in constructing high-quality kitchen, bath, and home projects. Innovative design, professionalism, and emphasis on listening and problem-solving will transform your vision into reality. Come check out the new showroom featuring the most modern advanced Miele demonstration kitchen in the Midwest with the latest technology on display. The all-new Kitchen Place, 3234 East Douglas.
Fine dining in Wichita is now so much better. Take a step up to the Fireside Grill inside the Wichita Marriott Hotel. Discover a menu that includes Creekstone Farms hand-cut steaks, chops, and seafood. Enjoy a classic cocktail, handcrafted with an emphasis on bourbon spirits, or a premium wine from the climate-controlled display case. A meal at the Fireside Grill is a relaxed dining experience to be savored. So take a step up to the Fireside Grill inside the Wichita Marriott, 9100 East Corporate Hills Drive near Kellogg and Webb.
Wichita's Walser Auto Campus at 13th and Greenwich is a premier new and used car dealer group for high-line luxury and performance vehicles. We represent 11 brands of innovation and distinction. Shop the Walser Auto Campus for your next vehicle and experience our one-person, upfront pricing, zero-negotiation way of doing business. As one of the largest luxury dealer groups serving Wichita, our VIP buying experience will put you in the car of your dreams. Let us tailor your purchase with a truly first-class client experience. Visit Walser at 13th and Greenwich or walser.com.
More gardeners grow with Johnson's Garden Centers.
Here's my best advice for your fescue lawn. If you only fertilize once a year, fall's the time to do it. Hi, this is Marty from Johnson's Garden Centers. Fertilize your lawn now with Fertilone Winterizer. It'll pay off in every season to come. When you apply Fertilone Winterizer, your grass will stay green longer this fall, sustain less cold damage this winter, green up faster next spring, and resist summer burnout. Get Fertilone Winterizer at Johnson's. It'll give your grass strong roots and healthy, controlled top growth as well, which really means fewer weeds and diseases, less mowing and watering. Advice is always free at Johnson's, so take mine. Apply Fertilone Winterizer now for a better lawn all year long. Johnson's Garden Centers, your friend in the garden since 1928 on West 13th and 21st at Woodlawn.
Johnson's Garden Centers, where gardeners grow.
Jacob Liquor Exchange is the best full-service wine, beer, and spirits store in Kansas. For that special dinner party for six or a wedding party for 600, the knowledgeable staff will make shopping and party planning easier. Jacob Liquor has the largest selection of premium wine in Wichita, complemented by some of the finest craft, imported, and domestic beers and the hottest spirits in town. Visit jacobliquor.com. Sign up for the weekly newsletter, join the email list, and learn about in-store specials, local wine events, and free in-store tastes on Friday and Saturday. Two convenient locations to serve you. West 21st Street North, just east of Mays Road. And the East Superstore at Rock Road and 29th Street North. The East Store is home of the Cigar Chateau and the Diamond Crown Lounge. Cigar Chateau is your source for the best cigars, pipes, tobacco, and great wine accessories in Wichita. Jacob Liquor Exchange. Right on the price, right on your way.
Your news, traffic, and weather station. 98.7 and 1330, KNSS.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer, and every Saturday here on KNSS, it's all about food, wine, and fun. Today it's beer, wine, and fun, and there's plenty of fun to be had. We're coming to you live from the Kansas Star Casino, where in just a very brief period of time, let's see, 8 minutes, the door will open for the VIP ticket holders, 38 minutes, and the door will open for everybody. 1 o'clock, there's still time to get tickets all the way up through 2:30, MidwestBeerFest.com. Have your credit card ready, log in. You'll get a digital ticket if you're using your iPhone, or if you're still near a computer and printer, you can print a paper copy. That will work. There is tickets at the door, but you have to pay cash. There's an ATM machine right there. Come on, get on down here. The line's getting big. In the studio with me here, actually in the green room with me, is Denise Neal from our wonderful Kansas.com and the newspaper. And, oh, by the way, you have been a busy girl. There's been, like, something every day, new and revolutionary.
Oh, Guy, listen, I try to do things two times a day, new and revolutionary.
Well, I like it.
I know. There's so much to say. I always have a list, like, 20 things long, and there's only so much time to get to them.
We touched on German food. When is that German restaurant going to be open?
They are planning to be open in early November. So they're going to miss all the October fun, but they probably didn't need to start with that.
No.
You'll have to look at my story I wrote this week on Dining with Denise on Facebook, because they shared with me some details of the menu.
Oh, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. And it's all the owner, Manu, who's from Germany, grew up in Germany, is cooking the type of food her mother made her when she was a little girl in Germany.
Oh.
So it's some authentic stuff.
That'll be great.
It looks good.
And I imagine they'll have some German beer.
Oh, well, that's kind of the whole point. They've got a whole beer garden.
I love that.
Have you heard about his Stein Club? It's kind of fun, too.
I did. I heard that when the first thing you printed. And that's kind of like one of those things where you have your Stein
hanging
there.
Exactly. And he made these cool lockers out of old gun ammo lockers.
Oh, cool.
And you have your own key, and your mug stays there. If you have one, you get a discount on the beer and food there. So, yeah.
Excellent.
He's still got a few of those left, he said.
I was going to say, those
Prost.
Will sell out fast.
The name of the restaurant is Prost,
which means
cheers in German.
Yeah. All right. Now let's transition back to you and I are so fun when we get together. I just love it because we're not short of words, and there's so many fun things to talk about.
I know.
The Beer Fest has continued to grow, and we wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for the great sponsorship and partnerships that we have, starting here with the Kansas Star Casino. You and I both love Woodfire Grill.
Oh, yeah.
They do such a good job. But all of our beer distributors, the Wichita Eagles, Specs, Midwest Billboards, LDF, Walzer, Worldwide, Standard Beverage, Speakeasy Distributions, Pepsi, Aquafina. We do have non-alcoholic beverages.
I saw that out there.
And then I want, and you will appreciate this, I have watched my wife, Beth Bauer, she's like a tick on a fat dog. I mean, although that implies that she sucks. No, she's been so busy. And so,
I know.
Well, as you know.
I feel for her.
You and I judge pie competition.
I know.
She's putting together a video series for KPTS, and she's the director of the Midwest Beer Fest. So
she works so hard on this thing, and I feel for her every year.
Well, but it shows, and hopefully we'll – and the whole AIWF, American Institute of Wine and Food Committee, they all helped. Let's talk about the Steinhoist thing. Did you watch that last year or the year before?
I have seen that happen at a few different events, and it makes my arm hurt. But I admire the people who can do it. I have absolutely zero interest in making my arm hurt like that.
Well,
but it's fun to watch.
I had a young gal tell me, oh, I could do that. And I go, you know, you could. You could. But can you hold it longer than everybody else? And this is the Sam Adams Steinhoisting competition. 2 years ago, the first time we did it, or 3 years ago, it was a national thing with some pretty big prizes.
Right.
Now it's local market only. And the way this works today, you sign up. There are going to be two or three competitions. Mm-hmm. They'll put 8 or 10 of them in a row with a big Bavarian Oktoberfest mug. And I'm talking, the mug itself probably weighs 2 pounds.
Right, but then it's full of beer, right?
Full of beer, probably 6 or 8 pounds worth, and you hold it out at straight arm's length.
Uh-uh.
And the last one to get it down. And watching this last year and watching arms quivering and tears running down cheeks and, you know, panting, and it was pretty interesting.
No, that does not sound like something I would want to do, but it is definitely interesting to watch. Are you going to do it?
No, probably not, because I'm going to be busy running around doing other
stuff. People should train for this, you know, some weightlifting.
People that do weightlifting would be perfect candidates.
That's true.
But
that's true.
I watched a guy fall out before a gal, and he was big, you know, biceps the size of my thighs kind of thing.
A lot of it's probably mental, you know, forcing your...
Got to grit it.
Forcing yourself to not stop.
Got
to
be tough.
Yeah.
So that's the Sam Adams Steinhoisting competition. And then, after the two or three cycles of that here, the winners from each of those three... Right after the Midwest Beer Fest, I think it's 4 or 4:30 at Tin Lizard here in the casino.
Right.
They're doing another round where people from the casino will join. And when they pick the winners out of those two or three rounds, then they will have a championship round with the winners from Beer Fest and the winners from the casino.
So you're telling me their prizes, they have to do it again.
And those prizes are like big deal
prizes.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
Yeah, you would want to... You could suffer for that one.
Yeah, okay, interesting.
We told you about the Wing Fest. That's going on. DJ Ronnie Choi setting up. I'm going to talk to you in a minute with Tony Lee. He's with the band from Derby for the Birds. They will be playing. Let's talk about some of the beers that are available, and let's talk about local microbrews. First, we have to say that there's a local microbrew event next week at the Wave.
At the Wave, yep.
And we wish them good luck. I feel bad that some of them didn't show up for this.
Yeah.
Some of them said they were and just backed out yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's sad because this is a whole huge crowd. I mean, there's before I signed on, we were over 1,300 tickets sold.
Wow.
You know, so hey, I wish they were here. But regardless, the next question is, and Travis, you can throw your words in here, favorite beer to drink?
For me, oh my gosh, I've kind of gotten into sour beers lately. Those are kind of my favorites.
There'll be some.
But other than that, I'm kind of a wimpy beer drinker. I like wheat beers mostly. Yeah. I don't like real hoppy stuff. I wish I did. But October is always the time when I want to drink beer. Yeah. The rest of the time I want to drink
Travis? Wine. Come over here. Kiss your wife while you're talking. There
all
you
right.
Go.
Well, you know, I really love the IPAs, traditional ales.
Oh, there you go.
This summer, my beer of choice was the stuff coming out of Firestone Brewing out of Colorado. So the IPAs, the ales, anything like that.
He's good. He's got
his own mind. All right, I see that now.
Well,
okay.
So Denise is kind of a lager gal, not much hops, but you and I are kind of IPA heads.
Yeah, and you know, the great thing about the IPA is I feel like, for years, beer in America was the traditional German lager, but now we have this uniquely American beer that Europeans want. They want our Cascade Hop IPAs, and I think that great revolution in beer making that has kind of started in the United States has just been phenomenal in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Dang, you need to have Travis on the show instead of me at Beer Fest. He knows a lot more than I do.
Well, I drink a lot more than you,
too.
There you go. Well, I am a hophead. I don't like it so hoppy and so IBU'd to the roof, 90 IBUs, 75 IBUs, to where it's unpleasant. I like to be able to taste it. And, well, like the Sam Adams IPA is kind of a gentle IPA. I think it was only like 38 IBUs, international bitterness units. But it was so good with the food and it smelled. I think you would have liked it.
I probably would have.
Because some wheat beers, have 18, 20 IBUs. And
oh, there is another beer that I've started liking in the last year, which are the dark coffee stouts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because those used to scare me because of the color, but they're so smooth. And I like Guinness. I like the one that Wichita Brewing Company makes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like those too, oddly.
Good stuff. It'd be a good time for Denise to mention this story she just did last week about a local guy who won the top
the home
brewer
the
in the country.
That's right.
I saw that. I want to have him on.
Yeah, you
tell
should.
Us
He's
about
a cool
him.
Dude. What was his name? Travis Michael Rogers, I think.
That's right.
Yeah, and he is a professor at WSU, and he's been home brewing at his house for years. And he didn't go to this homebrew convention in Portland because he didn't think there was any chance he would win, and he's got a lot to do at home. And his friend called him. He's like, well, you just won the gold medal for IPAs. And he's like, well, you're just named home brewer of the year. And he really didn't. He actually thought he was being pranked until he actually saw a live stream of it later. But, yeah, picked
Isn't
out of,
something.
Like, 3,500 brewers across the country.
Over 8,000.
Our guy won.
8,000 beers he beat out.
Isn't that crazy?
That is great.
There's a pretty good homebrew community.
We
should
have called and had him on the show today. I'm just lying.
I think you still should. I should have mentioned it to you. But
we'll have him on the show, certainly in the future. But
yeah, I got his number.
Excellent. Travis Hank, thanks for picking up the mic and offering your opinion on your favorite beer.
Thanks for having me.
One of the things, Denise, I think is so cool about the Beer Fest is it's not really a big drinking thing, although if you're here for the full 3 hours, if you're not careful tasting, you probably shouldn't drive.
Sure.
But there's so much variety. Did you look at the beer list?
Yeah, it's long.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's very long.
And I look at... And there is a lot of the Kansas breweries here and some of the local guys, too. We just missed out on some of the stalwarts that have been here for the last several years. But, big names, Line and Kugel, of course, and Fulton Brewing, Founders Brewing. The list from Colorado is fairly extensive, and we have the beers laid out by region again. Come on in here. Tony Lee, grab this microphone here from my good friend Max Power. How are you, brother? I'm shaking your hand. Pretend. Hold that.
Oh, sorry, I'm in the way.
Good guy. Really glad to be out here,
well,
too.
Well, Tony, thanks for coming in. What I wanted to do is use you to talk about the band, because you guys are, like, getting ready to rock and roll.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to do a sweet mixture of originals and covers. Really glad to be out here with you, guy. Obviously, I haven't done one of these things since we were volunteering back when I turned 21.
Yeah.
Are you in the band?
Yeah, absolutely. For the Birds. I do vocals and guitar.
Oh,
it's a four-piece, so we got drums, another guitar, some bass.
Oh. Yeah, but I know you. I've seen you. You do everything. You can play drums, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been a great ride, and so doing an event here out at the casino is obviously something really cool for us.
Well, there's going to be a little over 1,200 people or more, depending on how the last hour of ticket sales have gone.
Heck, yeah. Well, we're going to keep them all rocking, guy.
I love this. You guys have an album coming out soon?
Yeah, we've got an album coming out. Hopefully by Thanksgiving, it'll be our second full-length album. We'll be playing a lot of that here today so that you can get to check some of it out.
I can't wait.
We also got some jazzy jams that we're going to improv just for you because I know how you like it.
I like
it,
that.
So.
Nice. Yeah. I think you should probably shout out the names of everybody else in the group. Tony Lee, are you kind of the head dude?
Yeah, so yeah, I'm Tony. We also got Stephen Wood. He does drums. Icy Collins, he does guitar and vocals. And then we've got Stephen Shields. He does bass.
Are you guys from Derby?
We are all from Derby.
How about that Derby High School football team?
Yeah, man, they're killing it.
They're doing good.
Lots of fun. Yeah, I've actually got a boy who's should be joining the football team in the next couple years.
Excellent.
Tony, yeah. My husband plays drums and guitar. And he and his friends get together and play band in the basement every Sunday. And I'm like, you guys got to get out there and play. But they're too scared. What advice should you give them?
If you love it, you got to do it.
That's right. You got to do it.
You got to do it. Maybe we'll bring them up on stage today. Yeah. Hey, we're pretty easy. We're pretty open to improv. So, you know, we're going to get loose out there and try and have a good time.
Cool.
So feel free to meander up on stage. We'll get you going, brother.
There we go.
The band is called For the Birds. They're on Facebook. Just look up For the Birds. Follow them. You'll find out about when the album's finally out. You'll find out where they're playing locally. You guys have played at Tin Lizard here before.
Yep, and we'll actually be back here at the Kansas Star on the Tin Lizard in December. I'm not exactly sure on the date. I think it's December 2nd. One of the first weekends in December, but that'll all be posted there. Also, we've got our albums up for sale on iTunes, Spotify.
You got any here to sell?
The Kansas Star doesn't like us selling stuff at their events.
Yeah,
so,
how'd you come up with the name for your band?
So we were actually, it's very interesting. We were really struggling over what we did want to name the band. And me and the old singer, so we've gone through members like most bands. We've got one of those backstories that's long and dramatic. Mm-hmm. I won't tell it now.
Of course.
And we were just writing a song, and it was one of the lyrics that came out in the song. We'll actually play that today. It's our self-titled song, For the Birds. And so we just stopped in the middle of this writing session and was like, that is a great band name. And called up the other guys, and they were like, yep. So it was a kind of a unanimous decision, just happened on the fly. Yeah.
I like it. All right. Tony Lee, thanks for stopping by, and look forward to hearing your rock and roll here in a bit.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guy.
See you, brother. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I think what we'll do, we'll shift things around a little bit. We're going to talk about a great event that's coming up. Those of you who haven't been to the wine opener, you just got to go. Tiffany Wilson's going to join us. The wine opener is right around the corner, October 25th, 7 p.m., and we'll tell you all about it after this short break. I'm Guy Barrett's Good Life. Denise Neal, thanks for being a part
of
the program.
My pleasure.
And I look forward to eating some wings here in a very brief period of time.
You better get done right at 1.
There you go. All right, we'll be right back after this break. Don't go away. Thank you.
Discover Derby during the Fall Parade of Homes, held the first 3 weekends in October from noon to 6 on Saturdays and Sundays. While you're here, check out our library, restaurants, shopping spots, and parks. We even have one with dinosaurs. Derby is also home to award-winning schools and recreational opportunities. Visit derbyks.com/discoverderby for more information and a list of Derby homes on the tour. We hope to see you in October. Welcome home to Derby.
Hi, I'm Matt Fouts from Tanganyika Wildlife Park, inviting your family to visit us during Pumpkins at the Park. It's great family fun, but most importantly, this is our major fundraiser to feed animals all winter long. Not only will you have a great time, but you'll be supporting a great cause. Go to pumpkinsatthepark.com for all the details. We're glad Intercom cares.
Save $500 on closing costs with RCB Bank Mortgage. Lock in your mortgage rate between now and December 31st for this special smile-worthy offer. That's right, the same bank that offers rewards with your checking accounts is giving you a reward for your mortgage too. Stop by any RCB Bank or apply online at rcbbank.com/save500. That's SAVE 500. Get your happy savings at RCB Bank. That's my bank. Ask us for details. Some restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 798151. Member FDIC.
It was months before Christmas, and already it seemed Subaru of Wichita was fulfilling dreams. New cars and used cars all lined up with care, waiting for owners who want money to spare. Oh, what a deal! What a magical sight. Could it be true? Could it be right? Until after Christmas. No payments. What joy. The money you'll save can be used for more toys. So view this great deal and oh so much more at RideHomeHappy.com or just stop by the store.
RideHomeHappy.com. Click, click.
With approved credit. Must finance with Bank of the West. Offer ends November 10, 2018. Interest accrues from the date of purchase.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Show your hardworking employees how much you appreciate them by planning your next company Christmas party with The Alley. There's so much to do. Bowling, go-karts, escape rooms, arcade games, our new virtual virtual reality simulator game called Hollowgate, and food from AJ's Sports Grill. You're covered. Make the call and look like a rock star to your team. It's as easy as a call to 618-1000 or click to thealleywichita.com. That's 618-1000 and online at thealleywichita.com.
Dylan's can help make wellness happen your way. You'll save with preferred pharmacy pricing on more Medicare Part D plans than any other retail pharmacy, with $0 copays on certain prescriptions. Plus, Dylan's offers you health and nutrition support with all the delicious foods you need. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Just call or bring in your prescription bottle and we'll take care of the rest. Save with preferred pricing on your Medicare Part D plan at Dylan's Pharmacy, as cited in the Drug Channels Institute.
Mid to upper 50s today with cloudy skies. We'll have a good chance of rain tonight after midnight with our low dropping to about 48. A cold front comes through tomorrow with gusty wind up to 35 miles per hour. Our temperature falling into the 30s by afternoon, and we've got a good chance of rain. This is KNSS meteorologist Steve Hamilton.
This is Steve and Ted. Join us mornings right here on KNSS.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer, and I'm so glad you're with us today. It's coming to you live from the Midwest Beer Fest, and the crowds are huge outside waiting to get in, but we've got the scanners to scan everybody's ticket, whether it's on your iPhone or a paper copy in your hand. You can buy tickets up till 2:30, MidwestBeerFest.com. That's where you go. Click on the ticket link, and you'll be in a secure web page that will take your credit card information, and you can either download your tickets right then to your iPad, iPhone, whatever, or if you're still near a printer, you can print them. We have the ability to get you in with a ticket pay at the door, but you have to bring cash or use the great ATM machine right next to the check-in area. All kinds of fun stuff. You heard Tony Lee talking about For the Birds, the live band that's going to be playing. DJ Ronnie Choi, the dance contest, is at 3 o'clock. The Steinhorsing competition starts at 2, and there's two or three different segments of that. And now I want to take a quick break out of the Beer Fest conversation and talk to my girlfriend, Tiffany Wilson. She does it all, and she's here to talk about the Wichita Wine Opera. Tiffany, welcome to the program. Tiffany? Are you there, Tiff? Oh, no. Keep working on that. Let me know when you have her back on. I can tell you that the Wine Opener is a national wine tasting series to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Locally, the Wine Opener is a toast to Wichita's finest. It's 7 to 9 p.m. VIP entries at 6 p.m. And, you know, do you know, Sierra, I think I have the wrong date. I think they slid it a little bit because this still says October 25th at a Bode venue. And it's, yeah, would you look it up? Anyway, what happens is that, you know, they get 400 to 500 folks at the Wine Opener, and it's a casual fun evening, but what really is cool, there's wine stations and, of course, non-alcoholic beverages. And then what the best part is, there's great cuisine presented by local chefs at these festive food tasting stations, and you as an attendee get to taste the food and vote for your favorite. Candidate vying for the title of the Wichita's Finest, they all man these booths. There it is. Okay, so the correct date is October 25th, and it's not at a Bode venue. I think that's the old one. I think it's now at Century 2.
That's the latest they have.
That's what it is. All right, well, I think it's at Century 2. Anyway,
their website.
Are you there, Tiff?
Hey, Guy, how are you?
Tiffany, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, no. All right, anyway, the website is wichita.finestcff.org. Finestcff.org. Wichita.finestcff.org.
Got it.
That is correct. I cannot hear her.
What?
Tiffany, we'll figure it out, but I'm doing the best I can. What I like about this, and I know, Sierra, you've been to the Wine Opener a number of times. Are you there, Tiff?
I'm here.
Yay! Well, I want to make sure. I think I've been reading from one of the things I printed out long ago. It's not at a Bode venue this year, right?
No, it is at a Bode.
It is at a boat. Okay. I thought it was at the upstairs in the...
Century 2,
yeah.
Yeah, well, we are not having it there just because we want all the revenue to go towards our foundation and not towards their ticket agency. So we had to change
good.
Venues.
All right. So go over the date, times, and venue again.
Okay. So the Wichita Wine Opener, Toast to Wichita's Finest, is on Thursday, October 25th at the Abode venue. VIP entry at 6. General admission entry at 7. And the website is wichita.finestcff.org.
Good. Let's talk about cystic fibrosis and what you guys have been doing. I know this is one of your big fundraisers, but there's other ones. Tell us a little about the organization and what you do here locally in Wichita.
Okay, so the foundation is primarily raising funds for research to find a cure for CF. CF is a genetic disease that's life-threatening, and there's no cure, and it affects the lungs and other organs. Basically, in layman's terms, if you put one of those stir straws in your mouth and plugged your nose, that's what it's like for them to breathe 24/7. So it's very difficult. They have to take enzymes in order to keep nutrients in their body because that thick, sticky mucus that covers their lungs, you know, they capture all of the germs and they get sick a lot. So we're on our way right now. We've got drugs in the pipeline where there's a three-tiered drug, and it's going to be helping about 95% of the population who have CF. So the money is going towards the research, and they are working hard, and it's very positive, let's just say that.
Yeah, well... It's a fun event. I know that the Abode venue has been a great place to have it, and all of the food stations with all of the Wichita's Finest there trying to garner your votes by great service and booth decoration and some of the Public at the Brickyard, Newport Grill, Sienna Tuscan, Molino's, P.F. Chang's. You got a lot of great food stations this year.
Well, this year we've got a lot of new stations, so I'm just going to read them real quick, and you'll enjoy this. So it's BJ's, Bonefish Grill, Set Bistro, Il Vincio Wood Oven Pizza, and we've got Molino's Mexican Cuisine Oak and Pie, Oklahoma Boys Barbecue, Coke Mix, Reflection Ridge, Sugar Shane's Cafe, which is in Augusta, and then, of course, for the desserts, we have Freddy's, we have the Donut Hole, Sweet Sister's Fudge, and the Pop Corner, and then our main... sponsor is LDF, who supplies all of the wine and the beer. And then we have Farmers Brothers, who lets some of those who don't like wine or beer drink coffee. So we've got a full house. It's going to be good, and looking forward to it. We've got 7 candidates this year who are all out there raising funds to win the title of Wichita's Finest. So as you know, a dollar counts as a vote. Whoever has the most votes in an 8-week time period gets the title of Wichita's Finest. So this is their last at the event when they secure their auction items. So those auction items that they have at their table go towards their campaign. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be packed. It's going to be quick. But it's a good time.
Well, I love it. Folks, you need to attend. It's October 25th. VIP entrance an hour early at 6 p.m. Doors open for everybody at 7. VIP tickets are only $100. Standard seating, $75. It's at the Abode venue on East Douglas. You can't miss it. And the best place to get information and buy your tickets is wichita.finestcff.org. wichita.finestcff.org. And Tiffany, thanks. I'm glad we finally got your voice, because I'd have been lost if I could have heard your voice.
Well, we're looking forward to having you as one of our judges, and also Beth. And then, of course, Mayor Longwell is going to be joining you again this year. So I guess we'll just see you on the 25th. And please tell your listeners to go online and buy those tickets. We've got less than 100 left, so we're running out.
I can't wait. Thanks, Tip. We'll see you on the 25th at Abode venue.
All right. Thanks, Guy. Have a good one.
See you. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Sierra Scott's joined us, and we're going to talk about the wine of the week and continue telling you about... Get in line, bring your iPhone, go to MidwestBeerFest.com, buy your ticket, and get ready to get scanned in, get a wristband, and you are on your way. over 320 beers, live music, DJ, food trucks, the Wing Fest. Oh, my goodness. So much fun. So little time. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
The Kitchen Place is bigger and better than ever. Now located at 3234 East Douglas in the Design District. This new central location will continue the tradition of exceeding client expectations in constructing high-quality kitchen, bath, and home projects. Innovative design, professionalism, and emphasis on listening and problem-solving will transform your vision into reality. Come check out the new showroom featuring the most modern advanced Miele demonstration kitchen in the Midwest with the latest technology on display. The all-new Kitchen Place. 3234 East Douglas.
Fine dining in Wichita is now so much better. Take a step up to the Fireside Grill inside the Wichita Marriott Hotel. Discover a menu that includes Creekstone Farms hand-cut steaks, chops, and seafood. Enjoy a classic cocktail, handcrafted with an emphasis on bourbon spirits, or a premium wine from the climate-controlled display case. A meal at the Fireside Grill is a relaxed dining experience to be savored. So take a step up to the Fireside Grill inside the Wichita Marriott. 9100 East Corporate Hills Drive near Kellogg and Webb.
Wichita's Walser Auto Campus at 13th and Greenwich is the destination for a luxury buying experience. We represent 11 brands of innovation and distinction, including Porsche, Jaguar, Land Rover, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Sprinter, AMG, BMW, Lexus, Acura, and many. The selection of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles is second to none. Our no-haggle upfront pricing and dedicated knowledgeable sales staff will tailor your purchase with a truly first-class client experience. You deserve the best. Shop Walser.com or visit Walser at 13th and Greenwich.
More gardeners grow with Johnson's Garden Centers.
Here's my best advice for your fescue lawn. If you only fertilize once a year, fall's the time to do it. Hi, this is Marty from Johnson's Garden Centers. Fertilize your lawn now with Fertilone Winterizer. It'll pay off in every season to come. When you apply Fertilone Winterizer, your grass will stay green longer this fall, sustain less cold damage this winter, green up faster next spring, and resist summer burnout. Get Fertilone Winterizer at Johnson's. It'll give your grass strong roots and healthy, controlled top growth as well, which really means fewer weeds and diseases, less mowing and watering. Advice is always free at Johnson's, so take mine. Apply Fertilone Winterizer now for a better lawn all year long. Johnson's Garden Centers, your friend in the garden since 1928 on West 13th and 21st at Woodlawn.
Johnson's Garden Centers, where gardeners grow.
Jacob Liquor Exchange is the best full-service wine, beer, and spirits store in Kansas. For that special dinner party for six or a wedding party for 600, the knowledgeable staff will make shopping and party planning easier. Jacob Liquor has the largest selection of premium wine in Wichita, complemented by some of the finest craft, imported, and domestic beers and the hottest spirits in town. Visit jacobliquor.com. Sign up for the weekly newsletter, join the email list, and learn about in-store specials, local wine events, and free in-store tastings on Friday and Saturday. Two convenient locations to serve you. West 21st Street North, just east of Mays Road. And the East Superstore at Rock Road and 29th Street North. The East Store is home of the Cigar Chateau and the Diamond Crown Lounge. Cigar Chateau is your source for the best cigars, pipes, tobacco, and great wine accessories in Wichita. Jacob Liquor Exchange. Right on the price, right on your way.
George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. Join me weeknights right here on KNSS.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. Coming to you live today from the Midwest Beer Fest at Kansas Star Casino, our partner in crime today. Over 310, 320 beers, live music, DJ, the Midwest Wing Fest, 8th annual, that I get to help judge, along with Sierra Scott and Denise Neal and Harrison Schenck. Denise Neal is gone, and Sierra's in her seat.
Well, I show up at the right time. I show up when it comes time to drink, Guy. Why would I show up any earlier?
And to eat wings. That's a good thing. Sierra Scott, welcome to The Good Life.
Thank you so much. I tell you what, this is going to be so fun.
Well, it is fun. And the fun part for us, as soon as we get off the air, we get to judge the Midwest Wing Fest.
Oh, and they're great every year. I'm always surprised how unique
variety.
Some of the wings
yeah,
are. They're
I agree.
Really good.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
But now we're going to talk about the wine of the week. And I wish you could have been there. Harrison was there. At the event I did at Chester's on Sunday last
week. Oh, I heard all about it. Trust
me. It was pretty good, and the wines were great. And we had an unusual blend from Predator. It was a Petit Syrah, Zinfandel kind of a blend, Central Coastish fruit. Well, and then I saw this. I hadn't had this before, but I'd heard about it. It's called Killer Drop, and it's a California blended red wine, but it's kind of a unique blend of grapes. It's got Grenache, Petit Syrah, and Zinfandel.
That's an interesting blend.
And it doesn't have the percentages, but generally when they put Grenache first, that would be the highest percentage, Petit Syrah, Syrah, and then Zinfandel in that order. And I think it smells a good bit like Zin. I think it'd be easy to in
I
a lineup to just say that it's a Zinfandel. But 10 months in French oak, 25% new. And this wine is a wine enthusiast 91 rating out of 100 points, which is a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Online, it shows it retails for somewhere in that 26 to 29 regime. You can get it for less at Jacob Liquor Exchange on North Rock Road. And what I like about this wine is the same thing that Harris and I talked about the Predator. It's, for those who are not big on big, bold, dry, tannic, mouth-drying red wines, this has some soft fruit, some subtle tannin, and balanced acidity. So you can drink it plain like this. Take a sip while I'm talking, and I'm going to be sniffing on it. Mm. And it's pleasant. And you could drink this when it's kind of hot outside or it's not crackling cold and sitting in front of the fireplace. But then, more importantly, you know the little Harrison doesn't want to talk on the air, but right. At Chester's last week,
he loved it. I heard all about it.
They had the little paninis. You know, they make this big flatbread panini thing, and then they cut it into little one-inch squares. Perfect with this, you know, burgers. They made a little prime rib beef sliders with a little bit of blue cheese and horseradish on it. That would be great with this. This would be great with a steak. You know, Dillon's has T-bones on sale right now, especially if you're a Dillon's club card member. And it'd be so good to fire up the grill. And I can't wait to fire up the grill tomorrow with the potential for some freezing drizzle and some snow.
Oh, yeah. Then it doesn't get better than that.
All right, so you tasted
really
it. What do you
like
think?
This. I did the Guy Bauer trick first. I held it in my mouth.
Got to.
And that, it's not what I expected. It's really interesting. It's an interesting blend. I can't even compare it to anything else.
But in the big scheme of things, it's just kind of a fun red wine.
It is. It's interesting. It's different. It's fun. It has a lot of flavor to it.
And if you held it in your mouth, then when you finally swallowed, your mouth is coated. And
yes.
I swallowed, you know, 15 seconds ago, and I'm still getting all the wonderful fruit things that come out of this wine. It's pretty neat.
It is really neat. It's very complex and very interesting. Like I said, it's a blend that I haven't had before. And I've done your classes multiple times. I swear I'm going to take it until I get an A+. And that hasn't happened yet.
I guarantee you're not going to get an A+.
This is really interesting.
It's the wine of the week. It's called Killer Drop. It's the 2014 edition. You can get it at Jacob Liquor Exchange on North Rock Road. I don't know if the West Side has it, but call ahead and make sure. They can order it for sure. Might be a good wine to order by the case and get your 10% discount. It's pretty good medium to full-bodied, not overly tannic, dry red wine.
Yeah, in fact, the good news is, and Harrison's kind of your Chester when it comes to that, he does not like tannic wines. He's already taken 3 sips out of my glass, so that tells you that it's one that
it
definitely
does.
Passes his test.
All right, let's transition here. We're coming to you from the Midwest Beer Fest. We're at Kansas Star Casino. You still got time. Buy your ticket at MidwestBeerFest.com. Come down and jump in. The line will be done within 20 minutes of 1 o'clock.
It's long now. I just walked in. Like I said, I was late, and it is a long line right now.
We'll get them in fast. We've got scanners at ready.
Yep.
I want to tell you something. Have you ever been tasked to plan the Christmas party for your office or something?
I have, and let me tell you, that is a nightmare. It's a lot of work.
Well, and if you haven't booked someplace already, you're probably out of luck.
You're right.
This is such a great idea. The Kansas Star Casino is doing Mingle, and Jingle Party November 30th, Friday.
Really?
And what it is bring your whole clan. Bring your office party, whatever, and they have different prices. It's for $59 a person, you get festive food stations and a pay-as-you-go bar. For $99, you get festive food stations and open bar.
Wow.
And you can kind of cordon off little tables, like here's our office group over here in this corner. And
what a great idea.
Festive food stations include prime rib, carved turkey, holiday desserts, and so much more. And Chef Jen Refschneider here, you know, her and all the staff in the kitchen do such a great job. And I thought that was so cool. Dinner 7 to 9. Band 8 to 11, and it's right here at Kansas Star. It's
what
a great
fun idea. What a great way to take the stress out of the holidays.
We're at Kansas Star Casino, south on 35. You can't miss it. Get off. While you're on your way down here, use your mobile phone and get your ticket at MidwestBeerFest.com. The crowds are going to be great. The VIP section is filled with 100 happy campers. The doors open at 1 o'clock. Guess what? If you're not down here yet, you're out where the buses don't run. Make it happen. Get on down
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Come on down and join us.
Sierra Scott, thanks for being part of the Good Life
today. Thank you. It was fun. Cheers.
Special shout out to Max Power and the guys back in the studio who have made this work. I'm Guy Barrett. It's a Good Life. Join us next Saturday right here on 1330 98.7 KNSS.
And 1330 KNSS, Wichita. KNSS FM Clearwater, Wichita's number one talk, a radio.com station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.